Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Network's Dr. Christopher Hall Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program Dr. Christopher Hall. Dr. Hall, how are you? It's New Year's. We went down to the wire by doing tons of shows, and we're already off the bat with another inspiring guest. How are you today, Dr. Hall?
Wow. I mean, it's 2020, a great day, so I'm very excited with our current guest today.
Okay, so go ahead and introduce him.
No problem. Well, you know, I'm very excited to introduce an individual who's actually a serial entrepreneur, a person who knows a lot about getting people in shape, a motivator, an inspiring individual, CEO of his own company. It's my pleasure to introduce Papa Joe Aviance. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hello guys. How you doing?
Good, fantastic. It's great. It's great to chat with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And it just seems like one thing, Papa Joe. I'll just jump to my first question. It sounds like you have a good outlook on life. You know, just getting on the phone with you off air, I see a motivating factor. I see something that kind of leads you to each and every day. And I'm sure you didn't have that all your life, this kind of attitude, right?
Well, you know what, to be honest with you, I've always had a kind of like a doer mentality, so to speak, pretty much with anything that I did. I just made some bad choices throughout the way, but now I'm more focused and more determined than ever. Yeah. So, but yeah, things have changed.
It takes
a better hand. I've gotten a better handle on things, you know what I'm saying?
it takes a light bulb to kind of go, to come out and say, okay, now it's time to get focused. And yeah. I feel something weird about 2020, Papa Joe, that's different than any other year. And I don't know why it is. It's just, it seems like the stars are aligned in 2020. We'll find out. We all probably said the same thing in 2019, but we'll see what we can do. All right, go ahead, Dr. Hall, with your question.
Papa Joe, I mean, it's such an inspiring story. Tell us a little bit about where you're from and how did you end up in Hollywood, California?
Well, originally from Michigan, born and raised in Michigan, moved down to Virginia, left Virginia for New York, and then made my way up to California. That was kind of like the path. But throughout my career and my relationships, I formed some bad habits. I've been heavy all my life. I'm not gonna lie. I started off in husky size, like I skipped small through extra large and went right to husky. And then basically through those bad habits, you know, I just knew that I was kind of like slowly killing myself through food. So one day, you know, I had an opportunity to do music, and it kind of circled back into my life later. And I got to record a song that became a top 10 Billboard dance hit. And that was literally my wake-up call. And just seeing that music came back into my life. And so I said, you know what? I just got to make this change. And so I just said, what was the easiest exercise that I could do? Because at the time, I was 450 pounds. And then from there, I just said, you know, I'm going to get at it. And finally made the commitment to change my life and started walking.
Wow. And so when you talk about that whole process, you're taking us all the way into the music end of things. Before that, you just found that idea that you would be great in music? Did you know you had those certain gifts that made it?
Not at all. To be honest with you, I was working at a video store and a DJ came in and said, "I like your voice. You have a great sound for house music." And I'm just like, okay. But music is always something that has been like really a passion of mine growing up. It was my best friend through those troubled times when I was, you know, being bullied in high school and the whole nine yards and just being name called, and my relationship and through my career, music has always been my best friend. So finally someone had recognized something in me to say, hey, you might have a shot at this. And so my very first time recording, my very first song ever winds up being a top 10 Billboard dance hit.
Wow. That's a
like the first time I get on the mic, you know what I'm saying, to say what I say.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, oh, and the label contacted me and said, oh, what happened was they contacted me and said, we want you to be the next Biggie Smalls for house music. And I was like, nah, that's not me. And they were like, no, you'd be great for this. You know, you come out like Biggie Smalls, you know, like Notorious B.I.G., you know, trying to be big guy, you know, and this, that, and that. And we form you into that. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. So, I mean, that's really when I made the determination to say, you know what, if this is something that I felt that I had a gift for and a talent at, I don't want to look like that anymore. And I didn't want to appear like that, you know, for the image that I wanted to portray. So I said, okay, it's time for a change.
Okay, Dr. Holland, what's your next question?
Well, you know, Papa Joe, for 2020, I mean, he's a great guest starting off here. He's very so inspiring. And I saw where, you know, he actually was raised by his grandparents. He was a success there on Wall Street and then ended up, you know, pretty much, again, you know, with nothing. And then he saw himself, hey, greater than 400 pounds. So tell me about your early inspiration. I mean, were your grandparents important in that? Or tell us about that.
My grandparents have been a big influence on my life growing up. I mean, they basically, I always joke and say my grandfather taught me how to work and my grandmother taught me how to treat people, basically. And that's how they lived their lives. My grandfather had his own business, construction business called Davis Remodeling back in the 70s. For a black man to have that in the 70s was unheard of. And he was dedicated to building his community. And I got to witness that. And then my grandmother, she owned a beauty salon in her basement. And so all the ladies would come over and get their hair done. So I kind of got to witness both in action, you know, people telling their problems to my grandmother, and then watching my grandfather kind of work in the business side. So I learned all that growing up, but, you know, and I've kind of used that to my advantage growing into my corporate days and life. But as far as my health issue goes, I just have some bad habits. You know, food was always a comfort for me. And so I was always an emotional eater. And that's something that I had to learn through the journey of the weight loss, but I learned that I was an emotional eater and just figuring out that trigger, like, okay. But again, you know, they've been my biggest inspiration just to work hard and go after your dreams. And part of that was, you know, okay, that's one aspect. Now I got to apply that to my health and wellness. And so that's the same thing I did.
And that's huge because you were able to apply that to the health and wellness. So talk about once you decide to lose weight, it's not that easy, right? And we all know this.
No, especially
if we struggled our whole lives to kind of make that switch my mindset. So tell us about that.
Correct. I mean, I've always, like I said, again, it, you know, to be honest with you, it's easier said than done. It's easy to say, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to go out, I want to lose weight. But the thing is, if you have to go through the process, I had no nutritional background whatsoever. I then turned around and grabbed a food pyramid off the internet. And I said, okay, this is the good stuff. All right, everything else is bad. So I made that decision because, again, I wanted to make healthier choices. So what I did was I went to the fridge. I cleared everything that was going to get out of my way of health and wellness. And I said, okay, I'm going to go after it. And I stocked everything with fruits and vegetables and just started making a meal plan for myself. But again, you know, and just figuring out what those habits were, those bad habits were that I was doing. And I really took the time to learn about myself. And I think most people, you know, we don't take the time because we're in a quick, you know, we're looking for that next fix, we're next fix. But I just realized that I was just doing some bad habits. But my biggest advice to anybody out there that's looking to make a change is to start with 1%. You know, I did it cold turkey. Like I said, I threw everything out. I was going to get my way. Cookies, candy, cake, all the stuff. I mean, I used to eat 7,000 calories a day. 7,000. A nighttime binge would consist of two Big Mac meals, two large Diet Cokes, a chocolate cake, a bag of Doritos, family-sized bag of Doritos, and maybe some ice cream sandwiches to wrap it up at the end of the evening. And this was after I've eaten three meals throughout my day. This was in addition. This was the late-night binge session. And then I would go to sleep and wake up, wouldn't exercise, wouldn't take care of myself. And again, I had to figure out those bad habits. And that mental shift, other than saying I want to lose weight, I had to figure out why I was doing some of the things. Why was I putting myself in some of these bad habits? And so one of my tricks is figuring out the what, when, why, the three W's. What, when, why. What you're eating, when are you eating it, and why. So if you're looking at a bag of Doritos, what is it? Bag of Doritos. When do you want it? I want it now. I want it right now. Bam! And then you gotta ask yourself, why? Why you want it? You know it's not healthy. You know it's not going to be good for you in the long term. And you just have to talk to yourself. So, again, it's just you have to self-motivate yourself and be your own cheerleader to know that you can do it. You know, and that's one of the things that I had to learn how to do. But I think we all can make that shift. We just have to recognize those bad habits that we get ourselves into. And, again, you don't have to go hard turkey like I did, but start with 1%. I used to drink, and again, to those 7,000 calories that I did, I used to drink a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew every single day for 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I have not touched soda in 10 years, not one drop.
Incredible.
But I used to drink a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew. That's over 29 tablespoons of sugar a day. 5 years.
Yeah.
Incredible.
5 years. I'm like, oh, this is gonna stop. But again, I had to recognize, the light bulb went off. It was like, oh, wait a minute, you can't do that. No, stop that. That's bad. And then once I started just recognizing those bad habits again and making those small changes, slight little tweaks, it's not like I'm never gonna have it again. I just can't have it now. If I want it now, I'll have it. But I don't want it now like I used to, because I know that I crave sugar. Another one of my habits with the what, when, and why, you know?
Yes, but you know the result of what will happen when you have that.
Exactly, yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, oh, yeah. Stand clear. But also, again, for my mindset, it's not like I don't know what it's going to... You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm going to miss the taste.
No,
and that's
not
what I have
all.
A feeling
no.
that some of these problems, that's what I have a feeling. Some of these people, you know, we get involved in our bad habits and we feel like we're losing out. Yes, you know, we're never going to have it again. Oh, no, just switch it to something else for the meantime until you can get a better handle on it. Then you can go back to it for a minute. And like I said, I used to have a whole chocolate cake. Now I have a flight.
All right. So,
and I learned how to put that into moderation. Like, I used to eat the whole cake and can tear it up. But now it's like, okay, just have the flight and be happy with it. I got my tape. I got my fix. I'm good.
All right, Dr. Hall, your next question.
Yeah, so, you know, Papa Joe, again, you know, like I said, he's a very dynamic person. You know, it's unheard of, really. You know, as a doctor, you know, this is something I've, you know, you rarely, you know, explain to America, you know, pretty much his
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Brand of how to stay in shape, how to rid diabetes. Do you think that we actually, does a person have to be, say, have a lot of money? Do they have to have some type of special weight loss program to really reach your goal?
Not at all. Not at all. But there are four states, that California being one of them, where they have fruits and vegetables for a dollar. So, I was unemployed, so for $40 a week, I was able to shop for fruits and vegetables and for basically a whole meal plan and lose my weight as well. So within my 18-month transformation, I was coining the phrase the 99-cent diet. So, and also in addition to that, you don't have to be wealthy to eat healthy, and that's one of the things that I proved. I've just been very grateful for that, to learn that lesson. And one of the tricks that I've learned is, if you're in the grocery store, hit the outside aisle. I don't care what grocery store you're in America, just hit the outside aisle with the fruits and vegetables aisle and walk your way around. And that's pretty much all the good stuff. Everything else in between, it alone.
And that's what's cost the money, too, by the way. You think it's cheap, but then it adds up when you're shopping.
Correct. Oh, yeah, it does. But, I mean, but you learn how to... to budget things, and I learned to budget things by my meals, you know, and I kind of buy in bulk. So I would get cereal to know, okay, that cereal I'm going to eat for the next 4 days for breakfast, or that spinach omelet, I'm going to get a carton of eggs and some spinach for $2. Okay, that's my breakfast for the next 4 days. So I would budget it out and meal plan at the same time, and on top of that, saving money.
See, that is awesome. So one more question, then I'm going to let Dr. Hall have another question. That basically, sure. You didn't make a lot of money then with the music at first, did you?
No, not at all. Not at all. That's why I had to find another revenue stream. I'm like, oh, okay, this is short-lived. I wanted to, I mean, with the weight loss and getting the exposure of being able to share my story and the journey, that's where becoming an author came in into next, where I basically, again, my first book I've ever written, called Balancing the Scales, available on Amazon. I became a best-selling author in 4 hours on Amazon. So I'm like, okay, so now I'm a weight loss guru. Got it. But I wrote the book to be honest with you. The message there is kind of like a handbook, and it's my story, and it's the message of, it's not about the weight you lose, it's about the life you gain. And to be honest with you, being heavy, I had restricted myself in so many different ways and missing out on so many different things that I wasn't able to enjoy, and I'm able to do those things now. One of the things I mentioned in the book is that I love roller coasters, but I had gotten so heavy that I wasn't able to sit into the seat anymore. So I wasn't able, something that I really enjoyed and had a passion for, I wasn't able to do anymore because my weight was, felt like it was a life sentence. So, and now, you know, I'm walking, I'm bike riding, I'm exercising, I'm doing things that I never thought. I just went skydiving for the first time.
Awesome.
I'm underneath the weight restrictions now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I would have never done this being 450 pounds. Never. So now I'm doing things that I've never experienced before. I just went horseback riding 2 months ago. You know, again, I was fearful of living this life of being a heavy person and living the mindset of living a heavy life for the rest of my life. And it doesn't have to be that way. And that's something that I just want to share with people. It doesn't have to be that way. You can't overcome your obstacles. And if you need help, look me up.
All right, wow. Dr. Hall, next question. For Papa Joe.
I mean, it's incredible. What more inspiring message can you get right here in the new year? It's so incredible. And well, anyway, I think Papa Joe could probably attest to this, that there are a lot of things that actually cause us to have obesity. And it's not sometimes that we have a voracious diet or urge to eat. There are a lot of different pathologies, depression being one. And Papa Joe, who's actually been a best-selling author more than once on Amazon, tell us a little about a couple things that may cause this obesity.
You know what? Stress, bad relationships, friendships, your career, your job, just the stresses of life can cause you to look, you know, for comfort someplace else. For me, it was food. You know, I consider myself a food addict. and I know that's kind of like a, you know, people are like, oh, that's not a real thing. No, it's a real thing. You think I'm addicted to food. But, you know, I was so depressed, again, that there were times where I didn't even want to look in the mirror. I would literally, and if I did, it was just to make sure I didn't have food on my shirt. And it Wow. really got heavy because I was in a bad relationship, emotionally abused, physically abused, child, my younger dear years, had a traumatic experience, being bullied, all those traumatic experiences, the stresses of life just kind of held me down. I wasn't happy in my career, you know, again, eating all them calories and just stuck in a rut and wasn't, felt like I wasn't going anywhere. But again, food was my outlet. It was a way for me to, you know, I couldn't afford drugs or anything like that or that type of habit, so food was easier. It was, you know, you can get a $5 meal, a happy meal, you know what I'm saying, and get in
right, exactly.
And get all the calories, you know what I'm saying? So, again, but, you know, through that, you know, it was just learning that I was stuck in the rut. But I just really want to stress, it's just starting with 1%. If you just want to make that change for yourself, and if you see yourself just kind of stuck in that rut, you can change. You really can. It's not just saying it, it's just enjoying the process. And figuring out the process and be okay with the process. And sometimes you're going to fall off the wagon. Even through my transformation, there were times where I'm like, I give up. I'm done. I'm going back. But then I would literally, somebody would say something to me, you look great, or give me that extra boost of confidence. Like, hopefully I'm getting somebody out there to say that they can look good or they can continue to do it and keep moving forward. And I was like, you know what? Back on the wagon.
And there wow. you go. So, that's yeah. that's the thing. Back on. And here we go again. Right? For sure.
Yo, 2020, let's do this.
So what's new? What's new with you, Papa Joe? What's the new, latest things? Yeah.
Actually, to be honest with you, I am transitioning from weight loss guru to author to now TV producer. I'm now creating my new animated TV series, live action series called The Electric Negro. I'm really excited about this new project. Through my transformation, it's kind of twofold. I called myself the Electric Negro as part of my inner superhero character, but somebody translated that and said, oh, that would make a great superhero. And I'm like, oh, okay. So the light bulb went off again. So I said, okay, here we go. So I've now got the clothing line out of the deal. I created a clothing line. Created the animated series. I've got Denzel Whitaker from Black Panther. I've got AJ McClain from the Backstreet Boys on board. I've got several other celebrities that are signed on board. If anybody wants to check it out, they can go to electricnegro.com. I'm giving away some free merchandise as well, too, but I'm really excited. I'm starting to develop that and pitch it to networks, hopefully in the new year. Hopefully in 2 weeks, to be honest with you. But
incredible.
Keep moving forward. But again, I'm still inspiring and still speaking and still spreading the message of health and wellness. Again, two things in the book that I've mentioned, two things that I think you should stay focused on is one is your health and wellness, and two is your goals and dreams. And both of those require motivation. So I'm taking that step, health and wellness, check. Now I'm going after goals and dreams. Check.
Right, because if first has to come first. You have to have your life exactly. In balance to go after it. And you never know when that opportunity comes. It could come later than you expected. And you get
but
and
you have
reason.
To be ready for it. You have to be ready yes. for it. You know, if you want to continue to do whatever it is you were pursuing to do in life, you have to be healthy. You can't do it being unhealthy. You can't. There's just no way. And I've learned that now. I've learned that now. And I can say that with full confidence within my voice. I'm like, you have to be. I'm not going to be good to anybody if I gain all the weight back. Who's that going to inspire?
No one.
And then I'm making myself miserable. No, I'm on a mission. So I'm like, no, I'm sticking to it. So to be honest with you, it's a give and take. You know, people say, oh, continue the motivation or continue to spread the message like this. This one keeps me motivated because I continue to share. But again, I am so thankful for everything and moving forward with this new superhero to motivate, inspire people and spread message of love, light and just laughter. That's it.
Oh, that's such a great thing. So go ahead, Dr. Hall, with your summary.
Well, you know what? I mean, Papa Joe, is definitely many things. And he's definitely a cheerleader for life. I mean, this is the guy I want with me when I work in the emergency room, you know? Again, heart disease, coronary artery disease, strokes, all those things we know are due to diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And Papa John is doing his job out there to save lives. And I'm certainly going to keep doing mine in the emergency room. And so we appreciate you coming by and doing everything you've done, Papa Joe. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Website, best place we can hit you up. Where's the best place we can go?
The book is available on Amazon, Balancing the Scales, or PapaJoeAbiance.com, or you can go to ElectricNegro.com and check out the new superhero.
Is there a connection with some of the celebrities to promote down the line what you're doing with that once that project gets rolling?
Yes.
Okay, we'll definitely stay in touch in that thing. And if there's a red carpet, I'd love to come out to that red carpet. Whatever we can do on the Neil Haley show, we are here for you, okay?
Please.
And Dr.
And
Christopher
also,
Hall, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please. And gentlemen, by the way, if I can make sure I get your info before we leave, before we disconnect, because I've got a care package coming your way.
All right, fantastic. Awesome. So stay on the line, and I appreciate you calling. And then that great show, Dr. Hall. Thank you, Papa Joe. And that was the Dr. Christopher Hall Show, everyone. Take care. We're back to the Total Celebrity Show on the Total Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, Neil Haley. And it's so interesting, as as many NFL Hall of Famers I've interviewed, I consider him one of the best. And to talk about a topic like this, especially discussing head injuries in football, and then also in my former sport, professional wrestling, we're starting to hear about lawsuits and that as well. So I want to welcome the program Hall of Fame legend Barry Sanders. He has an advocacy effort for Tackle PBA. Barry, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And Barry, again, with all the news and the specific things discussing head injuries, this is something that you really wanted to lead this effort, didn't you, with Tackle PBA?
Absolutely. You know, PBA stands for pseudo bulbar effect, and so otherwise known as, it's easier for me to say PBA. And so, you know, we want to raise awareness for that. It's a very little known condition, that it is having an impact on the lives of many Americans and even some former football players who have PBA-like symptoms. We commend the work done by the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, who conducted a survey that found out that not only had, you know, most of their players, sustained head injuries, but, you know, a good number of them have those.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
These PBA-like symptoms, which include uncontrolled emotions, not having control of your emotions, where you're laughing and crying, and it doesn't really you're laughing or crying, and it doesn't really match what you're feeling at the time. So you can go to tacklepba.org to find out more about it, and even take a self-assessment test. To really be able to gauge where you are or talk to your doctor, so we want to get the word out and raise awareness for this. A lot of times people are dealing with it and they don't understand what it is. They don't know what it is. So that's what the campaign is about.
Well, I think that's so important, Barry, and it's shocking to hear that specifically this these effects can really shock loved ones, especially that when they start seeing these symptoms occur, right? For sure. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do. And so again, that's why we're here for them, and it is treatable. It's treatable, and if you go to that website, tacklepba.org, or you go in and you talk to your physician, explain what's going on, then, you know, that goes a long ways in really being able to get people the help that they need.
Also, I know, Barry, we also have someone else on the line as well that, is an expert in this. Can you introduce him for me, please, Barry?
That's right. Here today with me, I have Dr. Greg Oshanik, and he can shed more light on what PBA is.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Dr. Greg. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. Thanks for having us. As Barry said, PBA, pseudobulbar affect, is a neurologic condition, It happens in the face of having another chronic neurological condition. It can be a traumatic brain injury, concussion. It can be multiple sclerosis. Can be a stroke. Can be Lou Gehrig's disease. Can be Alzheimer's. And so what happens, and there's 2 million Americans that are estimated to have difficulties with PBA. So what happens is these uncontrollable episodes, unpredictable episodes of laughing and crying that are out of context with what's going on and the way the person feels. So they may be at church and it should be solemn and they're laughing out loud, or they may be having a neutral discussion with their child's teacher or something of that nature and they begin crying uncontrollably. So what happens is these individuals tend to isolate, tend to be more embarrassed, to have this affect their interpersonal relationships and also their work and social lives. So tacklepba.org is a website where individuals can get more information. And as Barry said, do a self-assessment test and then be able to discuss this with their primary care physician or healthcare professional, because, again, as he said, it is treatable, and there's no reason that people need to live feeling stigma or feeling ashamed or feeling isolated.
So, Dr. Gregg, when a loved one sees this happening to somebody, especially if they know specifically, especially we're thinking about sports or something where they've had concussions or things like this on a regular basis or have had head injuries from a car accident or specific things, once loved ones see these signs, what is your recommendation for them to kind of intervene? Because a lot of times I'm sure the person that's doing this is denying that it ever happened or is not understanding it.
Oh, correct, and that's a very good point. Is a lot of times the individual is either not necessarily denying, but they're not as aware. They're not able to take that step back and recognize what's going on. So family members many times are the ones who point this out. And again, it's a matter of education and awareness. The specific issues, as we've been talking about, are available for review at tacklepba.org, as well as more information, so that it can be discussed with the individual who has the chronic neurologic issue, as well as with the physician. You know, this is a disorder that's been around for and understood for long, you know, over 100 years. But it doesn't always get to the attention of the patient or of their physician because of not being aware, thinking it's related to grieving or sadness related to their primary disorder. So it's primarily knowledge. It's primarily providing that information because it is treatable and one doesn't have to suffer.
Now, Barry, have you observed this yourself with any players in your career or anyone that you've seen have this disorder before PBA?
Well, my connection to it is really through the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, who conducted that survey. I think we alluded to it, the survey that showed that a third of those former players had PBA-like symptoms. And obviously those are guys that I am familiar with and I've played with and against and guys that I admire from the game and they gave so much to the game. And so that's why that's why it is personal for me, and that's my connection to it, and why it's really important for me to get out there and spread the word and make sure that they have those resources that they need.
Definitely, and Dr. Gregg, what would you recommend specifically once someone goes in for treatment? You said this can be treated. So what types of things are you, when you see someone that has PBA, what types of ways do we treat PBA?
Well, and again, I think the key issue in terms of our interactions are to try to get people more aware to recognize it. Certainly, it's treatable. Certainly, paying attention to things like sleep and hydration and nutrition and those kinds of things are critical with any chronic illness. But the ultimate decision comes down to a discussion between the individual and their physician. The key issue from my perspective is that people understand that there is hope, that there is no reason to suffer in silence, that this is something that can be is treatable in a way that the isolation and those types of consequences become less, and the person is able to enjoy a more full life.
So it's kind of like almost like therapy to explain when these things occur and how to curb those things and try specific interventions. Understand, but the goal is, and it's definitely Barry's goal, is for people to identify this and to get help. And by going to tacklepba.org, that'll be the most important way to do this. And I see that mission for you for sure, Barry. Off the field right now, Barry, what are you currently doing? Life after football, because you know, your tremendous career. What did you end up doing after football, your football career?
Well, for me, I've been able to have a great platform and really, you know, kind of get involved in things like this, do a lot of great charity work. Certainly I was thrilled to be able to team up with Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund to tackle PBA. You know, we really want to raise awareness for that. And I've been able to do other business things and what have you, and really get away from the game and do a lot of great things family-wise and what have you, and still remain kind of a fan of the game. But you know, today I'm thrilled that we have a chance to raise awareness for this very important issue. An issue that hasn't been talked about enough, that a lot of people don't really, again, understand what they're experiencing, and they don't have a real name for it, and it's not really clearly defined what's going on for them. And so we encourage them to go see their doctor and go to tacklepba.org, take that self-assessment test, and take it from there, you know. And so the game has given me a great platform in the last 15 years or so that I've been out of it, and had some great experiences, you know, and that's really allowed me to do things like I'm doing today.
All right, well, fantastic. I know I want to see if you'll give me a prediction who's going to win the Super Bowl, Barry, before we get off the line. Who do you think is going to win next Sunday?
I'm not great at those predictions. I would think you may go with the Patriots just by a small margin. You would think that this year's game would turn out to be much different than last year's Super Bowl, in that it'll certainly be a close game that matches the wits of two great coaches, two great franchises, you know, and in the last 3 or 4 years, the most successful franchises in the game. But I would probably give a small edge to the Patriots.
All right. And last thing, we also know we can go to tacklepba.org, and best place to find info on you, Barry, is go to your website.
That's fine. But as far as today, tacklepba.org.
All right. Well, thanks, Dr. Greg, for calling, and thank you, Barry, and take care and good luck to you guys. All right. All right. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
I'm ready.
All right. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com, and I'm excited to welcome the program country music legend Bobby Bear. Bobby, thanks for calling. How are you?
You're welcome. I'm great. Couldn't be better.
Well, fantastic, Bobby. You know, tell me when you got started in country music. When did you know you were going to be a country musician? Did it just come to you? Tell me a little bit about that story.
Well, it's all I ever wanted to do since I was a teenager. So I put together a little band and play here, play there, and then I went to California when I was about 19 years old. And then I hooked up with Chet Atkins back in Nashville in 62. And we started cutting hits. And I've had several hits in Grammy. I got a Grammy Award for Detroit City at 64. And gone on from there. And year I am, and the year 2017, still doing it.
And that's amazing. So how did it feel? Did you ever think when you were going to be in music that you would have a Grammy? I mean, that's just got to be a tremendous honor to have.
Well, to tell you the truth, and I got the Grammy in 1964, I had no idea what it was. I was just showing up because my manager asked me to, and it wasn't on television. And in 1964, the Grammy Awards had one Grammy for country music, and that was Record of the Year, and that's what I got. And the Grammy's a big deal now, but they got, you know, probably 20 or 30 categories for country music. But back then they had one, and that's what I got. And when I got it, I didn't even know what I had.
And at that
it was just beginning.
And really, thinking about it, Bobby, country music has transformed in so many ways throughout the years. So at the time when country music was much different when you were started performing than it is today, for sure.
Yeah, it was different. The mentality was the same. The record companies were going after a younger audience all the time, which made me more valuable to RCA Records because my records were way up in the pop charts. And they
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future. The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Came up in the country charts. So I was selling on, my core was both pop and country. And it hasn't changed. They're still going for the younger audience, which is the way it has always been, because younger people buy more records and that music is more dear to them than older people. They don't have families to worry about.
Bobby, do you think your music has evolved since the 60s in so many ways? Your singing and stuff?
You mean
evolution?
My personal music?
Yeah.
I got a lot of younger fans. All of my original fans are getting agey now. they're kids and their grandkids. I'm getting, you know, the whole bunch. When I do shows all over Europe, and fans I made back in the 60s in Europe are, when they were young, are showing up now with their kids.
That's great.
And their kids' kids, their grandchildren. So one fan has evolved into about 20 people.
Bobby, do you think you're one of the people that has helped this the country music business go from, you know, just to one genre to, I mean, to pop culture in a lot of ways, and the fact that you paved the way for so many artists?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think when I started recording, I had no desire to do what everybody else is doing. I wanted something new and fresh. And to move it forward. And I know in my first 4 or 5 years in having pop country hits that there was people were kind of getting tired of rock and roll. And I don't know how many stations I went to that were changing from rock and roll to country.
Right.
And I was responsible partially for that change. And right now, I'm guessing the country, the new country radio is really popular now. I'm sure they have more listeners than anybody.
It's true, Bobby, because you're right. It was only specific areas of the country that listened to country music, meaning really, and it was really popular. Now it's all over the place and all over the world. And people like yourself have been able to do that. So it must have been a tremendous honor to be named one of the top 100 country music stars of all time, singers of all time. I mean, that's got to feel really good.
Oh, yeah, that was in Rolling Stone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah! Oh yeah, for sure.
That's a big deal.
For sure.
And I have, and I love all the new singers, and they all love me too. The young people are just doing what young people do. They push the line farther and farther. That's the way it should be.
Absolutely. And you have a new album out, Things Change. Tell us a little about that.
I have a new album out called Things Change. And it's just an album of really great songs. That's what I do, is I find great songs, go in the studio and record them. And I have my next record will be a song that Mary Gaucher was, I think, an excellent writer, and it's called I Drink. And my the record that I have out now is called Things Change, and I wrote that because of my old friend Hoyt Axton, the actor, singer, songwriter. He used to say that. He used to say the only thing I've learned in my lifetime is a cowboy hat will blow off in a high wind. Women rule the world, and things change. And that's just about the way it goes.
Exactly. And so how long do you think you're going to perform for? Forever? Till the day you die, Bobby, you're going to perform?
Well, that's what I do. That's what I do, as long as I'm healthy. Yeah, I love getting out in front of a bunch of people and having fun with them. It's I don't want to tour anymore. I don't want to go on a 6 months tour like a rock group. And it's I do the easy gigs. I fly into town the day before, and I do gigs, and I fly home.
And so you do have some tours still coming up. You're still touring, but not touring the way you used to, right, Bobby?
No, I'm just doing the special dates to do. I love to fish, so I go to Florida in the wintertime, and I'll do the Florida State Fair, and I'll do a country music cruise out of Fort Lauderdale and fish for 6 weeks. So that's how I do it.
It's a win-win, right, Bobby? You go perform and then enjoy yourself, right? So it's not like the lag.
Right. You go perform, make a whole lot of money, and go back fishing.
So you love fishing then, Bobby, for your fans out there listening. So you enjoy fishing?
Oh, yeah. I have all my life. A lot of people in the entertainment business love fishing. My old 30-year-long fishing buddy, Jerry Reed, who has passed on now, I miss him. And a lot of people love to fish.
For sure.
I think that's how some people kick drugs. They go fishing.
And it better have an addiction of fishing, right, Bobby, than other things?
Well, fishing is good for you. It takes your mind off things. You're concentrating on catching a big fish.
Would you ever write a book, Bobby, about your whole life? Have you done that or thought about ever writing a memoir?
I've been asked it several times, and I always say, when two more people die, I'll write a tell-all book. Now that those two people have died, I'm thinking about their children and their grandchildren. So I don't know about that tell-all book. I sure could get a lot of interest in it.
Well, you know what, the interesting thing about it, Bobby, you're cracking me up laughing, is again, the days when you were touring, I mean, in the 60s, 70s, and on, when you've gone to town, to place, you have some stories to tell with some of the country music singers you were with, right? For sure. That's what you're saying. You can't, because then they're grandkids and all that, right?
Oh, yeah. I've got 7 grandchildren, and they're all they know is their papa is famous. So that's what they say. My papa is famous. One of them come up to me the other day and said, "Papa, I know why you got a lot of money, and I know why you're rich." And I said, "Why is that?" He said, "Because you're famous." And I said, "Okay." I know one of my grandchildren, she loves Brenda Lee, because every Christmas she dances to Brenda Lee singing Christmas songs. Oh. And we were over at the Hall of Fame, and she was dying, and Brenda was going to be there. I introduced her to Brenda Lee, and and she's 11 years old, and her and Brenda Lee are at the same height. You know, Brenda's only 4 foot something.
Oh, yeah.
And I took a picture, and our pictures, our plaque is up on the wall in the Country Music Hall of Fame. They're up on the wall together. It's me, and then here's Brenda Lee, and on the other side is Elvis.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got her picture taken with Brenda standing in front of my plaque, Brenda's and Elvis. And she's so thrilled.
Now, Bobby, so did you know Elvis well, Bobby, in your passing?
I did not know Elvis.
No, not know Elvis.
By the time I got far enough along in the business, Elvis was already isolated. He's already isolated but we commuted back, and we were in contact. Felton Jarvis, that produced his records, was also a friend of mine, and I think he produced one of mine. But I'd get messages from Elvis, and I'd send him a message by Felton. But no, I never did meet Elvis. Still a big fan. Big Elvis, always was from the very first record.
Absolutely. And to be in that same Hall of Fame with Elvis has got to be just an absolute honor. It's got to be something that you cherish to know.
Oh, yeah,
the people.
It is. Elvis is unbelievable. He's He's the best looking man I believe I have ever seen in my life. If he had kissed me on the ear, I'd have been in trouble because he's so pretty.
One of my
18, 19 years old.
I got a quick little story. One of my staff that works for me does social media. I told her I'm interviewing you, and she's a fan of country music. And I sent her a picture, and she said to me, I mean, the latest country music. And she said to me, "You look a little bit like George Strait." He said, "You're really cute, especially in the albums back in that time." So I'll have to tell her that I said that during the interview. So you were a heartthrob, Bobby, right? Right, especially at your prime. Were you a heartthrob for fans?
Oh, well, back.
Yeah.
Back when I was younger.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.